Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am really blessed. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Are you really sure? Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. With the blessings of God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch, anyone I touch, surely must be blessed, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed, my hands are blessed with the blessings of God, with the blessings of God. My hands are blessed, my hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Anything I touch, anything I touch, surely must be blessed, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. My brother and my sisters, can you confidently sing this song that Abraham's blessings are yours? Can you confidently sing it that you are blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening by the blessings of Abraham through our Lord God Almighty? Can you declare it that your hands are blessed with the blessings of God, and that anything and anyone you touch must be blessed because your hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord? My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God, with the blessings of God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed. I know it. I declare it. I decree it. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God, with the blessings of God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Anything I touch, anything I touch, surely must be blessed, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. The Bible says, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, for you to have a blessed hand, your hand must be clean. Your hand must be the hand that does not have blood or sin in your hands. My brother and my sister, the hand of the righteous are blessed. Abraham's blessings will be yours, will be mine. If we continue and we devote ourselves even to living a righteous life, to continue to live a life that is right in the sight of the Almighty God. As we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are declared blessed. The Bible says that thank be to God who bless us with all heavenly blessings through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my brother, my sister, you are blessed. I am blessed. We are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am a blessed child. I am a blessed child. Jesus made me a blessed child. I am a blessed child. I want you to sing it. You know that God Almighty has blessed you with all heavenly blessings and every earthly blessing. Oh, I want you to sing it confidently. I want you to sing it assuredly. I want you to sing it with every power in you. I am a blessed child. I am a blessed child. Jesus made me a blessed child. I am a blessed child. Jesus made you a blessed child. Nobody can curse you because you have been declared blessed of the Lord. He said that no one can curse that which God has blessed. Jesus made you a blessed child. You need not to worry. Nobody can curse you. I am a blessed child. I decree and declare it. I decree and declare it. I am a blessed child. Jesus made me a blessed child. I am a blessed child. Our Father and our God, we thank you because you are a loving God. Almighty God, we thank you because there is no one like unto you. Thank you because daily you load us with benefit, physical and spiritual blessing. Oh, we are the blessed of the Lord. All through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we bless you for this privilege we have in Christ our Lord and Savior. As we have come again on this mountain of power tonight. Daddy, we thank you because your kingdom is already in our midst. Daddy, we thank you because we have opened heavens already. Daddy, we thank you because mercy is available for us tonight. And by your mercy, will we get grace for help tonight. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. Because confidently we have come to the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus. And we believe that, Lord, we will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. Father, the blessing of those who diligently seek you, Daddy, will be ours tonight. We'll be permanent in our lives in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. The Lord, you alone be glorified in our midst, individually and collectively, O Lord. Showcase us as your blessed people, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of neighborhoods, O ye gates of city, O ye gates of states, O ye gates of nations, O ye gates of our fathers and mothers' household, even of our in-laws' household, even of where we find ourselves in our individual locations. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory over us individually, over us on this mountain tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we receive, oh Lord, the grace to decree and declare your word. And as we will decree and declare your word into your hearing tonight, so you will do unto us, oh God. There shall be performances of all our decree and declaration in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the wicked one we see, oh Lord, they will gnash their teeth, oh Lord. They will be angry, oh Lord, for they will see your blessedness and your goodness, obvious and apparent, even in our lives, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us even the blessed people of the Lord, and so we will remain, oh Lord, forever and ever. Thank you, King of glory, Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen, amen, hallelujah. I welcome you to today, another day on this mountain of power. Tonight, the Lord God Almighty wants to open our eyes and is ready to reveal to us blessings of the righteous. We always sing it. Everybody want to sing it. Abraham, blessings are mine. What are those things that God saw in Abraham? Or what made him to be a blessed man? Why everybody wants the blessing of Abraham? The Bible passage that Lord is going to take us to tonight is in Psalm 112. But before we go, we want to thank God for the blessings of today and of this very moment in the mighty name of Jesus. Many, we started this week together, Monday, but as of now, they are no more. We are thanking you, our God, for the blessing of gifts of life given unto each and every one of us and our household members. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you because daily you load us with blessings that no other can give us. according to your word for us this year, 2024, in the book of Psalm 68, verse 19, that says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are grateful, for from you and by you we are blessed abundantly with good things of life, as it is written in the book of Psalm 31, verse 19. It says, you have prepared many good things to bless people who respect you. While everyone watches, you bless those who come to you for help. My brother and my sisters, don't be ashamed of coming to the presence of God to seek for help. Don't be ashamed. Let them call you whatever name they want to call you. They will even ask you, are you the one that killed Jesus? They will even talk down on you that your own is too much. Everything's cha-cha-cha about God, about prayer. Hear what the word of the Lord says. You are prepared many good things to bless who respects you. Respect God, my brothers and my sisters. It says, while everyone watches, in the presence of everyone, see you with their korokoro eyes. God bless those who come to him for help. I decree and declare that we and our household, we will always fear and respect God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God's great goodness will daily be ours and for our household members, because we are of them that respect God and that always run to him for help. We are the one that always pray on this mountain every Thursday. The word of the Lord said, he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You come onto this mountain every Thursday. Hear ye the word of God. That Lord will bless you, even in the presence of every other, beyond their own understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we fear and respect God always, he will lavish blessings upon us and upon our household member. Before the watching of the world, before the eyes of all those that are mocking us, that your own is too much. Oh, why you always pray, as if God is wicked. Let me tell you, it's a sin not to pray unto God. It's a sin of pride, and it's a sin that you are telling God that I don't need you. But that will not be your portion. People will not talk you to that level. Regardless, you will seek God the more, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord will lavish his blessing upon you, as he said that he blessed those who come to him for help. So the Lord will bless you. That very desire of yours that is in the will of God shall come to pass this year, 2024, for you will continue to seek him for help, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you continue to help him, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My brother and sisters, from the text Bible passage, Psalm 112 for tonight, there are highlighted blessings of the righteous, of those who are doing right, or those who their life is pleasing unto God. But before we go through them and decreeing and declaring those blessings upon our lives, there are some things that God is looking for and must be seen in you and in me that justified and declared us righteous before him. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, then Abraham believed in, affirmed, trusted, relied on, remained steadfast to the Lord, and he counted, credited to him as righteousness, doing right in regard to God and man. You must believe in God. You must trust in him still. regardless of what is going on around you, regardless of what others are saying concerning this God. My fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, believe in God the more, and this will be credited unto you. This will be counted unto you as righteousness. What about you? Do you believe in God? Do you rely on Him? Do you remain steadfast to the Lord? Are you faithful to the Lord? Almighty God, by your mercy, we receive grace to trust you, to rely on you, to remain steadfast to you always, regardless of what we are passing through, regardless of what is going on in our world, regardless of what is going on around us. Father, we will believe in you the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God, by your mercy and grace upon us and on us, we will trust and remain steadfast to you always. In the mighty name of Jesus, God Almighty, as we continue trusting you, count it to us as righteousness. Father, let it be credited unto us as righteousness, and bless us accordingly. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Believe in God. My brothers and my sister, let nothing shift that. Let nothing make you to disbelieve God. Believe in God, and it shall be counted unto you as righteousness. And the blessings of the righteous shall be yours. Another thing that you must do, you must have faith in Jesus Christ. Even at this very dangerous time, at this very perilous time, let me tell you, it's only those who are living by faith that will be justified. He said, the just shall live by faith. You must live by faith at this time, not on your knowledge, not your academic achievement, not on any strategies of yours, but you must have faith. You must daily pray to Jesus to increase your faith. Just like the disciple did, you must ask God to help you to hold on to your faith. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 says, yet we know that a man is justified or reckoned righteous and in right standing with God, not by works. Like I said, it's not of anything that you already planned, anything that you already, you know, listed out, that if I do this, then I am righteous. No, that is not what we are talking about. Have faith in God, because your righteousness does not base by works of the law. Oh, if I didn't steal somebody something, if I didn't do it, if I didn't do that. No, he said, but only through faith and absolute reliance on and adherence to and trust in Jesus Christ. Trust in Jesus Christ to help you. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, it's credited unto you as righteousness before God. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we have faith and absolute reliance and trust in Christ Jesus always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Another thing that we make you to qualify to be able to enjoy the blessings of the righteous is that you must have hunger and thirst for righteousness. It must be your priority. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, great blessings belong to those who want to do right, more than anything else. All you want to do is to please God. All you are taxing and yearning after is to do right, more than anything else. God will fully satisfy them. God will fully satisfy them with all the good things, and even that which they are thirsting after. Also, the Bible says in the book of Matthew 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all these blessings, the blessings of the righteous, the blessing of those who are yearning, who are hungry, feeling hunger, even for the righteousness to be established everywhere they go, to do right at all times, shall be theirs. What is your priority in life? Do you give God and his kingdom first place in your life? I decree and declare that we and our household, we will make God and his kingdom priority in our lives daily. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we do so, God will give us the things, the blessings we need each day. According to that Psalm 68 verse 19, he will load us with benefits, with blessing, as we continue to make him and his kingdom, even tasking for righteousness, hungry for righteousness. He will bless us with all these blessings we need in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Psalm 119 verse 2 says, great blessings belong to those who follow his rules. Another thing that will make you to enjoy the blessing of the righteous is that you must follow the rules of God. They seek him with all their heart. These people that seek God with all their heart, not partially, those who are seeking God wholeheartedly. The Easy English Version put it this way: they agree to live by his rule. Oh, upon whose rule are you living your life? Are you living your life upon the rules of our Lord God Almighty? He said that they love to pray to him. Unto whom are you praying to? Who are you praying unto every day? He said God has blessed people like that. You see, people that agree to follow his rule. People that agree to follow his instruction, his precepts, his status. My brother and my sisters, how do you take God's rules and commands? How are you seeking him? Is it partially? They ask us to pray. Just let me go so that they will see that I'm there. Or is it forcefully? Or are you seeking God grudgingly? You know, this time, it's time for prayer again. I should have done this. And he says that, do you love to pray to him always? Or is it only when the problem comes? Some see God as a Tylenol that will remove headache. Some see God as, you know, this Daraprim that our parents used to give us back in the late 60 and 70, they will put in our mouth every Sunday. Sunday therapy. That is how some people see God. Our dependency is not on him. But he said that, do you love to pray to him always? I decree and declare, by the mercy and grace of God, we and our household, we follow and live by God's rules always in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what is going on in our lives, regardless of what we are seeing, regardless of what the devil is saying, we will live our life. We will follow and live by God's rule always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our family members, we seek God wholeheartedly. We love to pray unto him always. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will bless God and we will be blessed of him. Even as we follow his rule and seek after him always, we will be the blessed of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is what God loves, and God bless those people that love to call upon him, that seek his face, even wholeheartedly, those that follow his rule. So the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Number five things that you God is looking for in you and in me: those who take refuge in God. according to Psalm 34 verse 8b, great blessings belong to those who depend on him. The Voice version says, anyone who puts trust in him will be blessed and comforted. In whom are you and all yours taking refuge? In whom are you taking safety and shelter? I decree and declare that going through this year 2024 and beyond, we and our household, we take refuge and shelter in God Almighty alone in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the mercy and grace of God upon us, we and ours, we trust and depend on God for everything daily and always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that each day and every moment as we trust God, we will be blessed and comforted, satisfied in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Number 16, that we can do that God expects of us so that we will enjoy the blessings of the righteous, those who obey his commands. According to Proverbs chapter 16, 20, that says, God blesses those who obey him. Happy is the man who puts his trust in the Lord. Remember that song. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Many are not happy in Jesus. Why? Because they did not obey God's command and they did not trust in him wholeheartedly. Woe unto him that put his trust in man. That's why they are not happy. Because they did not put their trust wholly in God. They did not obey his instruction, his command, the commandment of God. They are for us, for our blessings. Refusal to not to follow his command will always bring trouble. I decree and declare, by God's mercy and grace upon us and our family members, we will obey and trust God always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by God's mercy and grace available unto us each morning, we will trust God absolutely and undoubtedly, always, at all times, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the blessings of those who obey and trust God will be ours and of our household members in the mighty name of Jesus. Every day, every moment, in Jesus' mighty name. And number 7, things that God is looking for in you and in me so that we can enjoy the blessings prepared already for the righteous. Said those who are serving only the Lord God will be blessed. Those who are serving only the Lord God Almighty are blessed. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25 says, you must serve only me, the Lord your God. Then I will bless your food and your water. I will remove illness from among you. Who are you serving? Who are you serving? Answer that truthfully. Who is the Lord over your life? Who are you bending down unto? What is that God? What is the name of that God that you have in your closet? Who has taken the place of God in your life? God said it. You must serve only me, the Lord your God. Then I will bless your food I will bless your water. Are you not serving another God? Answer it. God sees you. I cannot answer that for you. You want God to bless your food and water? Then serve him only. He said it. He's not a man that will lie. You want the blessing of good health? Serve the Lord. Serve him only. I decree and declare that we and our household, we will serve only the Lord God Almighty, always in the name of Jesus. Joshua told the Israelites, choose ye today who you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord God Almighty. Is that what you are saying, my brothers and my sisters? I decree and declare that as we and our household members serve God only, our foods and waters will be blessed always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as we and our household members continue serving God Almighty only, he will remove illnesses, diseases from among us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Fellow believers in the Lord, these are just few that are mentioned tonight. About those who are qualified and reckoned to enjoy the blessings of the righteous, the blessings of our father Abraham, as we sang it earlier, that Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. For you to be able to sing that song confidently, you must be that person that loves the Lord God, that trusts him, that believes him, that have faith in Jesus Christ, that follow his precepts, instruction, that obeys his commandment. The one that loves God wholeheartedly, and the one that loves to seek him, to pray unto him. The one that is serving the Almighty God alone. The one that does not have another Baba or another God somewhere. You will come to church when everybody are lifting up their hands. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, O ye servant of the Lord. O ye servant of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Is your hands holy? Have you not touched something else before you get out of the house? Think about it. That God, that little God that you have beside, in case, because God is too slow to act, let me try this one. Please drop that if you want to enjoy the blessings of the righteous. Our Bible text pointed out more about those things that God is looking for, that will make you to be reckoned, even that will make God to count what you are doing as righteousness unto you. Those things that are relevant in our lives and our household. If not, let us be determined and devoted ourselves in taking the rightful steps and doing the needful to be able to be among the righteous, that we daily enjoy the blessings God has prepared and secured for the righteous. God is not an unjust God that he will treat the unrighteous and the righteous the same way. No, it's not possible. He cannot bless them likewise. It's not possible. Our God is God of fairness and justice. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 18 says, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves God and him who does not serve him. You cannot serve God in vain. The Bible says he's the one that rewards everyone according to his or her deeds. He will repay you. He will reward you. The reward of the Lord is better than the award they are giving you and clapping you down. They are clapping and your head is swelling because all you are doing is to get that award. But what are you doing to get the reward of the Lord? It says, then once more you shall see the distinction. Another version says that. Between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. I decree and declare that as we continue our journeys of life as people of God, even this year 2024 and henceforth, through our faith in Jesus Christ and believing God, there shall be distinction between us and the evil ones, between us that are serving God, between us that are calling unto God every day, between us that love to pray unto him, and even the evil ones, those who refuse to serve him, those who do not call upon him, those who see it as waste of time, even praying unto God, there shall be distinction. That blessing shall be obvious. The blessing of the one that loves the Lord, that seeks him, that trusts him, that believes him, that have faith in God, and that serves him only. So shall it be in your life and in my life. This year 2024 and every moment of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 112 verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who fears the Lord. You see, another point, another thing that will make you to enjoy the blessing of the righteous. When you fear the Lord with all inspired reverence and worships him with obedience. The one who delights greatly in his commandments. Do you fear God? Or you fear that man, you fear that pastor, you fear that prophet above God. Oh, once it's my pastor that said it, oh, I must do it. Oh, did you check it with the word of God? The Bible said we should test our spirit. Oh, I must honor my pastor. I'm not saying don't honor your pastor. Did you fear that man above God? Do you delight greatly in keeping God's commandment? I decree and declare that as we and our household members fear God and worshiping him with total respect, we will be blessed and fortunate always. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare as we and all ours delight greatly in God's command, in keeping his commandment, we will be prosperous and favored by him at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 2 says, his descendant will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. You know, that is your blessing. As the one that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in keeping his commandment. This is one of the blessings God declares unto our father Abraham. According to Genesis chapter 15 verse 5, the Lord took Abraham outside. He said unto Abraham, look up at the sky. Count this time. There are too many for you to count. Then God said, that is how many descendants you will have. Also in Genesis chapter 28 verse 14, the Lord said, your descendants will be as many as the dust of the earth. They will go to the west and to the east. That is expansion, increase, enlargement. They will go to the north and to the south. Through you and your descendants, I will bless all the families of the people on the earth. The blessing of the one that is righteous. I decree and declare that these blessings of Abraham shall be relevant in our lives and in the lives of our household members as we continue even to fear him and to delight in keeping his commandments in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare as we and our household members all continue to respect God, we will be blessed with this Abraham's blessing. So we will be blessed, blessing to all the people of the earth. We'll be blessing to our generation. Your children, my children, our children's children shall be blessing to generations upon generations in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 3 of that Psalm 112 says, wealth and riches are in his house. In the house of who? That righteous man. The man that fears the Lord. That reverence him. That respects him. The one that honors God. The one that keeps his commandment, the one that obeys his precepts, the one that follows his instruction. My brothers and sisters, hear what Proverbs chapter 3 verse 33 says. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. The wicked, those ones that refuse to follow his command. Those ones that refuse to love him and to pray unto him. It's wickedness if you don't pray unto God. But he blesses the dwellings of the righteous. Also, Proverbs 14:11 says, the house of the wicked shall be destroyed, but the tabernacle of the righteous shall flourish. I tell you that God is a just God. He will pay everyone according to his or her deed. I decree and declare, as we and all us devote and dedicate ourselves to doing right, wealth and riches will be ours. Will be in our houses in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, so shall we and ours be continue even to do right before God at all times and always in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 of that Psalm 12 says, light arises in the dark for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. Upright standing in the with God. Proverbs 13:9 says, the light of those who do right shines brighter and brighter, but the lamp of the wicked becomes darker and darker. I decree and declare, as we and all us continue doing right before God, light will arise in the darkness for us all, even going through this year 2024, and even henceforth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we and ours continue living righteous life, our light will shine brighter and brighter every day and every moment in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the light of the evil ones in and around us will become darker and darker each day, each moment, in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 5 of that Psalm 112 says, it is well with the man who is righteous. Another verse said that, say to the wicked, it shall not be well for him. Let me tell you, our God is a good God. He cannot hide anything from us. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 13 says so. Says, wicked people will surely not enjoy a good life. Their lives will be like a shadow that quickly disappears. They do not respect God, so they will not live for a long time. You see the curse they are bringing on themselves for not respecting God. Remember what happened to Herod? Boasting. What happened? Maggot ate him from head to toe alive. I decree and declare that as we and all us continue doing right before God, it shall be well with us in the city and out of the city. It shall be well with us at all times. I decree and declare that we and our household member will be gracious people and we will help and lend to others so that it be well for us always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the evil people in our lives, in our lands, will not get good things. Oh, will not be partakers even of all the blessings of the righteous. Their life will be like a shadow that quickly disappears. according to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 13, because this is what the Lord says, they disrespect him, and so shall it be unto them in the name of Jesus. Verse 6 of that same Psalm 12 says, he will never be shaken. Who? The righteous will be remembered forever. If you are righteous, nothing will shake you. The mouth of the Lord says it. Remember Dorcas. She was remembered and prayed for. When she was sick and died, she was raised from death because of her good behavior, of her good deeds. Go and read that in the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 36 to 42. I decree and declare that we will not be shaken at any time as we continue doing right things before the Lord in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our good work and right doing will always be remembered, even before men and before God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, the book of remembrance was opened, even concerning who? Mordecai. And he was paid. So the book of remembrance of all the good that you have done will be open, and God will reward you accordingly in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, he will not fear bad news. His heart is steadfast. Who? The righteous man. The one that is doing right. Trusting, confidently relying on and believing in the Lord. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursues them. But the uncompromisingly righteous are bold as lions. I decree and declare, no news shall make you and me afraid as we continue living right before God in the name of Jesus, because he will make all things to work together for our good at all times in all situations in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as our hearts and that of our household member are steadfast in trusting and believing in God, nothing will make us afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 8 says of that Psalm 112, his heart is upheld. He will not fear where he looks with satisfaction on his adversary. The book of Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 28, you know, commemorates this and said that, and they shall no more be a prey to the nations, nor shall the beasts of the earth devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. I decree and declare that our hearts will trust in God always, and we will not fear, but we will see our desire over our enemies, and we will be satisfied, for God will fight our battle and destroy them before us, as he did unto Pharaoh and his horsemen, even before the Israelites, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we continue doing right before God, we will not be prey to the enemies. No beast of the earth will devour us and our household members in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and ours will continue doing right. We will dwell safely, and none shall make us afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 9 says, he has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endure forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. Who? The righteous man. That one that continued doing right before God. That's another blessing. His horn will be exalted in honor. Beloved in the Lord, never stop giving freely to the poor that are genuine, and not to those who are lazy and liars. I decree and declare that we and ours will continue to give freely to the poor among us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our righteousness shall endure forever before God in the name of Jesus. Anything that we will do that we cancel our righteousness before the Lord, we will not dip our hand into it in the name of Jesus. God will not permit sinners to entice us to stop doing right in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we and ours continue doing right before God, our horns will be exalted in honors, always in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Before the last verse of that Psalm 112, Let me remind you of the Winning Women Night that is coming up February 9th at Victory Royal Church, Grand Prairie, Texas. The flyers are all out. Please, women on this platform, come. Let us come and beat our chest. Let us come and cry. You know, when women cry, God don't joke with our cry. Come, invite friends, lady friends of yours, and you'll be blessed. And you'll be happy that you invite somebody. You will be a blessing. It's another work of righteousness by inviting people to come to Christ, to come and pray to God. And the blessing of the righteous will be yours in Jesus' name. The last verse says, the wicked, we see it. What are they going to see? They will see the blessings of the righteous in your life. And they will be angered. They will gnash their teeth. He will gnash his teeth and melt away in despair and death. The desire of the wicked perish and will come to nothing. Remember that song. They will see, they will hear the blessings of the Lord. In my life, they will see, they will hear the goodness of the Lord in my life. I said, they will see, they will hear the blessings of the Lord in our lives. They will see, they will hear the blessings of the Lord in our lives. So, I decree and declare, the wicked one will see it. They will see the blessings of the righteous in our lives, because it shall be obvious, it shall be relevant, and they will be angry. They will gnash their teeth. They will put hand in their mouth in sorrow. They will melt away before us, because their evil desire will perish with them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 3b says, those who turn away from what is right and deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed, humiliated, and embarrassed. I decree and declare that the wicked ones in and around us will see us enjoying the blessings of the righteous every day, every moment, as we go through this year 2024 and years beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the evil ones in and around us will be angry and gnashing their teeth, seeing God's blessing in us, even in the last of hours, every day, every moment, because we are the one that seek, that love to pray unto God, that we are the one that will continue to do right, that which is pleasing unto God. We are the one that we obey Him, that we have faith, continuous faith in Christ, that we believe in God, that we take out unto His command. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as we continue doing right before God, those who are not doing right but are deceitful will be ashamed. They will be humiliated and embarrassed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Go back and study that Psalm 112. To continue enjoy blessings of the righteous, the blessings of Father Abraham. My brother and my sisters, continue doing right before God. Stay blessed forever as a righteous person, the one that loves to pray to God. And so shall it be. Till next week, stay connected, stay blessed, and remain your sister, Bekiti Adedokun. I love you. Bye-bye.